Something wasn't right in the eyes of this Utah mother.
It's hard to know what is normal teenage behavior versus this is a warning sign.
Her 17-year-old daughter stayed in bed, missed school for days, had severe anxiety and paranoia. They tried medicines and talk therapy. One day, the girl told her mother,
I can't do this anymore. I don't want to live.
The two want to stay anonymous, especially after the teen tried to harm herself. That led to a trip to the ER and then to the Wasatch Canyon's Behavioral Health Campus in Taylorsville. By then, Mom felt
a little bit of guilt of, should I have brought her in sooner? But also relief, knowing that she was gonna start a journey and get the care that she needed.
The teen spent a few nights there, then began weeks of daily outpatient therapy. Most teens are skeptical when they arrive.
Well, first of all, I validate their feelings, right? It makes sense that it's uncomfortable. It makes sense that they don't want to be here.
Samantha Castleton is a licensed clinical social worker at Wasatch Canyons. She works with a team of psychiatrists and therapists.
And that way we can really look again at that biopsychosocial approach, right? And making sure that we're helping kids not just from one direction, but from multiple directions.
Wasatch Canyons also stresses DBT, Dialectical Behavioral Therapy.
These are skill sets to help kids regulate their emotions, tolerate distress, and communicate more effectively.
In these programs, parents and children get the same lessons so they can communicate better.
There's a home note that the families can fill out, and then we get feedback about how the kids are doing, and we can, you know, change their treatment plan based on that.
Dr. Christy Kleinschmidt is Medical Director for the University Neuropsychiatric Institute's KidStar and TeenScope programs, which have fully accredited schools with music, recreation, and art, and a transition program.
We'll actually have the kids go to school for like a day and then come back and check in with us so we can make sure that they're reintegrating into school.
Wasatch Canyons provides the same, and insurers work with them, uni, and other providers. The 17-year-old girl had a relapse and a second stay at Wasatch Canyons this summer. But Mom says she just started senior year of high school.
Every day, her brain develops a little bit more, and she gets more practice with the skills that she learns, and I know she'll be okay someday.
Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.